Wherever there was.
Yeah. Well, better than that, I want to change the subject if I can for
please
a second.
Please do.
It's but, about
time. What do you think about this Mike Tyson thing? I mean, I know you probably heard it. It's probably been dragged through the mud and everything, but I'm just curious of what your opinion is about it.
I like the women fighting before that, the Christy Martin fight.
Oh, yeah, did you see that? That was deep.
I enjoyed that. I didn't see the Cesar Chavez fight.
Well, you didn't miss much.
He's over the hill. He really needs to just get his money and go home.
And I don't know, you think this Tyson and his Holyfield thing got blown out of proportion?
No, I don't think it got blown out of proportion. I think, you know, it was a slow news week. This was, after all, big news. People tune into these things expecting something exciting to happen. Something finally did happen. I know some people who paid the $50, and I don't think any of them were complaining.
Well, yeah, I paid the $50.
Were you complaining, or did you see a great spectacle?
Well, I put
spectacle?
It like this. It was an unusual event, you know what I'm saying? I think they probably will ban Mike Tyson for boxing, but for all of his worth. But if they do it, I think it was an extraordinary event, you know, especially that Tyson did, I can't call him Iron Mike, I could call him Mike the Cannibal Tyson now, or Fighting Mike.
Yeah, I mean, it happened, and it was vastly entertaining. You
but
have to put it that way.
Been that funny.
But, you know, from the time it started, and they're showing Evander Holyfield singing, just out of nowhere singing.
Well, that was great, wasn't it?
And then,
I don't know, maybe we'll give him a little nice, you know, probably Quincy Jones will probably pick him up for a recording contract, wouldn't you say?
No, I don't think he was that good.
I don't know now, you know. A little extra money doesn't hurt anyone.
Well, no, it doesn't.
Gotta find a way to capitalize.
But, you know, Evander just made $30 million. I hope he's doing okay for the next few months anyway.
Well, maybe you should give that money to Riddick Bowe. You know he just took a job as a security guard. Didn't you know that?
I heard Riddick Bowe is now working for, like, HBO or something, isn't he?
Nah, he works for a school. What is it, a public school system?
Oh, yeah. He wants to give back to the community.
Yeah,
so he's going to
be a security guard for $10.52.
But he said it's because he wants to give back to the community, not because he needs the money. I don't know the state of his finances that well.
I think he's probably dirt poor. That's why I think he is.
He could go become a casino greeter or something for more money than that.
Better
than
why you go work at Walmart, be one of the Walmart greeters. Hi, welcome to Walmart.
You know,
Aaron Pryor ain't doing that well either. He was driving a limo here in town for a while.
You know, but I tell you what,
if
you got Riddick Bowe meeting you at Walmart, you're going to think twice before you shove that merchandise down your pants.
I ain't taking home a hairdryer today.
No,
you
don't want Riddick Bowe tackling your ass in the parking lot.
No way.
Okay. Well, that's a new one. I haven't heard that one before, but I'll keep that in mind, brother.
All right, Parker, anything else to report?
Well, what comes on after this? I heard,
It used to be the B-Boys Underground, isn't
it? Tonight it'll be The Flow. Tonight at 2 o'clock, which is 1 hour and 6 minutes away.
The Flow.
The Flow will be here playing some funky music, so you want to stick around.
Oh, yeah, well, I'll do that because that's my show.
Well, we can't wait to see you.
Oh, yeah, I'm DJ Risto.
Well, hey, what's going down?
Yeah, all right, this is one of the, you know.
Well, what's untapped for tonight's program, then? Why don't you give us a little clue as to... Now, don't give away all the surprises, but what are some of the things we can expect tonight between 2 a.m. and 5 a.m. with The Flow?
The Flow.
Oh, I say, well, me and my partner, the magnificent JC, you know, we'll be, you know, kicking a little, you know, R&B. If you like the B-Boys Underground, you'll love The Flow. We're, a candlelight type
I know,
of...
JC.
You know, program.
You're a candlelight, you mean like Venus and then turning the lights down and WKRP and having some ladies over? You have some dames up tonight?
Well, yeah, but you know, our policy, we're not allowed to have that type of company over there, if you know what I mean.
Well, you're allowed to have women in the studio.
Well, yeah,
you can't
wrong with that.
Have
you just
those
can't,
type of acts.
You just
you know,
can't get out of hand, man.
Yeah, I want to have Ray call the station. Like, what are you talking about? No, just... You know, but other
you're
than
referring
that,
to Ray Imlay, the program director at WIF. He's a very understanding guy, especially when it comes to sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Hey, so are you going to be here all the time, or is this just a one-week deal?
Well, it's a one-week deal, but we're trying to expand. But like I said, on top of that, I really like your guys' show, and like I said, I can't wait to meet you gentlemen. I heard so much about you.
You're not going
to
shoot us, are you?
Now, why do you think that? Why would you say something like that for?
Because you like us a little too much.
Nah, I'm not infatuated. I'm not going to do a Jodie Foster on you or nothing like that. I'm not going to be a what a
speaking of Jodie Foster, she's got a new movie coming out based on a Carl Sagan novel.
Oh, yeah, I love Carl Sagan's books. I mean, especially I like that. Matter of fact, I think I'll go see it probably this week.
Contact.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, man,
if you're lucky, play some of that candlelight music on the flow. You might get a little contact.
All right, all right, we'll see you in a little
Thanks,
while.
Parker.
All right, now.
You know, besides The Flow and the B-Boys Underground, other great shows on WAIF include the Mad Scientist Club, which is on when, Jim? Your thoughts on the Mad Scientist Club?
It's on every week this summer, Thursdays, 10 in the morning till 11.
You hear all kinds of uplifting opinion and talk on the Mad Scientist Club.
Philosophical... political philosophy, so check it out.
That you won't hear other places. You'll hear it some of the great thinkers of our time who perhaps aren't as widely known as they should be. You'll hear those people on the Mad Scientist Club, as well as some great punk rock.
Thursday morning at 10.
And another good show to keep your ears peeled for is the Wrestling War Room. That's on Wednesday.
That's this morning.
Yeah, sometime this morning, like 10 or 11.
And I'm sure that the WAIF Wrestling War Room this morning at 11 is going to have something to say about that big WWF debacle that you saw this weekend called the Holyfield Tyson 2.
And here's another great show, and it's Kindred Sanction. It should especially appeal to you folks in a local band. If you have recorded material that's screaming for airplay, then Kindred Sanction wants you on the air. Mail two. I said two. Count them two. Yes, two copies of your best stuff. And listen for your work. Thursdays, 8 to 10 p.m. That's Thursdays, 8 to 10 p.m. You got some alternating hosts. You got Symphony, Cynthia, Jerry, and Jim. And you got a few guest hosts. Here's the mailing address. P.O. Box 6126, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45206. Just make an attention, Kindred Sanction. And that address, is that our address too, Chris, 6126?
It sure is. If you'd like to send fan mail to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, just address it to Post Office Box 6126, Cincinnati 45206.
Yeah, we're looking for, you know, your Ramones postcards, anything you got.
Recipes, maybe?
Yeah, we had a great recipe.
An alternative haggis recipe?
For, what was that? We had sausage a while ago.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number is
749-1444.
We'll be back in a minute. Until then, I think we're going to go jump into a big vat of hot chocolate.
I fell in a vat of chocolate. I fell in a vat of chocolate. What'd you do when you fell into the chocolate? Lolly-doo-dum, lolly-doo-dum-day. Well, I fell in a vat of chocolate. I just fell in a vat of chocolate.
Wait a minute. You just said you fell in a vat of chocolate.
I know, I fell right in this vat of chocolate.
I know, and I asked you a question. I said, what did you do when you fell in the chocolate?
Well, I swam a lot. There was a 30-foot vat, and we just full of chocolate.
30-foot across?
No, deep. It was 30 feet deep, full of chocolate. I fell right into it, and I
Well, what happened? What did you do after you fell in?
Well, I even hate to think about it because it was
I'm
terrible
serious.
Experience.
What did you do? What did you do to get out?
Yeah, just walking down down by my house there, and there's this vat of chocolate over it.
Now, what did you do? First of all, there had to be a restraining rail on the vat of chocolate.
Well, I used to kind of balance on that rail. I used to walk on that rail, and someone evidently put something slippery on there because I fell right in there.
Okay, then what happened, Tom? What did you do after you fell?
I yelled fire. I yelled fire when I fell into the chocolate. I yelled fire when I fell into the chocolate.
Tom, why'd you yell fire when you fell into the chocolate?
Lolly-doo-dum, lolly-doo-dum-day.
Well,
Tom, I want you to think about it, Tom. It must have been a very traumatic experience.
Oh, it's just a horrible experience. That chocolate all over me, I was swimming around like...
What possessed you to yell fire when you were out in this vat of liquid, chocolate?
There was no fire.
You were in the chocolate and you yelled fire. That's pretty ridiculous, if you ask me.
It certainly is.
I just yelled fire when I fell into the chocolate.
Tom, why'd you yell fire when you fell into the chocolate?
Why yell fire? Because no one saved me if I yell chocolate!
Oh, no.
say before we go chocolate.
Lolly doodum, lolly doodum day.
Welcome back to the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, where the phone number is 749-1444. We are your radio pals. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob. Read that. I'm supposed to read that.
Hey, you know, the Cincinnati Park Board needs volunteers for special events, educational programs, or to provide administrative support, make signs, and more. And I'll tell you, you're not going to have to do any of your work at night. It'll be all daytime work when the sun is out and the parks are safe. If you'd like to help out with the Cincinnati Park Board, call 357-2610. And I'll tell you something, Mr. Cincinnati Park Board Director, if you're out there, why do they kick nice people who are law-abiding citizens out of the park at night? Let us hang out in the park at night. All we're doing is looking at the moon or the skyline of Cincinnati or just chilling with our girlfriends or our boyfriends or smoking dope or something.
I agree that you shouldn't be allowed in the park tonight. And
why?
I'll tell you why. I'll tell you quite simply why.
You better have a damn good reason, because I'm a nighttime kind of guy, you know? And I like to go to the park
at
night.
Okay, fine. You're in the parks, right? And you're in the parks, and it's nighttime, right? So it's dark. You're walking around, you're traipsing around through turf that's not a perfectly solid piece of paved road like you're used to walking on. You trip over a root, or you come across a skunk, you turn around and run right into a tree.
Or a snake.
And you sue the city.
You don't sue the city for that.
Well, maybe you don't, but some people will. And
well,
so I agree with
does,
the city covering their butt.
The city of Cincinnati needs better lawyers then, because, you know, if I go out in the woods at night, I take my own responsibility for my own actions. And if a snake bites me, I'm going to have to pay my own hospital bill for a vaccination. And if I break my leg and fall over a cliff, that's my damn problem,
the
city.
Well, whatever. You're saying what you would do, but you cannot deny that we live in a litigious society. And that civic organizations and municipal organizations, namely cities, have a responsibility to protect themselves from frivolous lawsuits. And even if they win, it still costs them big monies just to go to court. I agree with the city's decision not to have the parks open after dark when they are more dangerous and the park rangers go home. Helmet, what's going on? Welcome to the world of Chris and Rob.
Hello, sir. How you do tonight?
All right, we don't do bad. This is not bad accent night.
I guess that's that. I would have let you on, Helmet, but
I don't think it's bad accent night tonight, is it?
Oh, that's next week.
Next week is bad accent night tonight. Hey, who is it? Sweet Louie?
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Hey, what's shaking, baby?
Hey, man. I was wanting to call about the park thing, too.
Yeah, please, please, your comments.
I have to disagree with you, Rob, sorry, and agree with Chris.
Okay.
Do you like to hang out in the parks at night there, my friend Sweet Louie?
I like to hang out, you know, generally at night anyway, and that's my big problem.
Are you a pervert, and do you hang out in the parks so you can pick up other boys?
No, I mean...
Because a lot of people do that, supposedly.
This was a Chris and Rob late night family talk show.
Well, I mean, you know, an occasional taking of aforementioned leak or something.
Here we go.
But anyway,
not supposed to do that.
Listen, the thing is that they don't want to have the cops actually doing a job of coming and patrolling. They don't want to do it.
Patrol anyway.
I know. That's what I was gonna say. You guys ever noticed? Have you ever tried to walk up to a Cincinnati cop and like be cool with them and say, "Hey, what's going on?"
Very rarely.
Well, I've tried it a lot of times because I live downtown, and I'd say maybe 5% or less of the time I've gotten a positive, happy, cordial response.
What do they usually do, Sweet?
Well, do you look like a freak, Sweet Louie? Because, you know, if I'm a cop, which is hard to imagine, but if I was, and you looked like a freak, I might not necessarily be friendly to you if I'm a cop, because I might be suspicious of some, you know, criminal behavior coming from you, or you might be trying to pull something over on me or distract my attention while your cronies are robbing the, you know, the television repair shop down the street.
Hey.
But if you looked like a nice, upstanding, normal guy with a little horsey guy and a polo guy on your shirt and maybe some nice starched pressed pants with a crease down the middle that had obviously been ironed by, you know, a dry cleaner, not upstairs in your attic by your grandma, then I might, you know, be a little more conducive to being friendly with you.
Well, you know, Phil Heimlich was talking about how they're going to get these guys on the beat and walking through the neighborhoods. Well, they need an attitude adjustment, first of all, before they get out on the street, because they're just not nice guys. And women, I mean, some of the women are ice queens. You know, some of these women cops, It's like, did you join the force just to be a jerk?
So, sweet, what you're saying is they need a little, about 45 minutes alone with old sweet Louie.
I'd give them some sensitivity training, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think I know what you're saying. Ba-boom!
But anyway, they just don't want to patrol the parks. That's an extra job for them. And, you know, it's summer. Everyone, you know, let's all get out there and roast some marshmallows or something, you know? We can handle it. We're safe. We're adults.
We can't be starting fires irresponsibly and burning down the forest, you know? Smokey the Bear is the one who told you only you can prevent forest fires, so let's not go out starting any, like, big bonfires or anything. But at the same time, you know, these are public parks, and I don't see why the public can't use them, even at night. Now, this police officer, the last time I got kicked out of a park, he started telling me that if they didn't start kicking people out of the park at night, you wouldn't want to go there at night because it would be filled with perverts and drug pushers.
Well, now, which park are you talking about?
Well, this was up in Eden Park the last time.
Now,
but I've been kicked out of every park
have,
in town at
do they
point.
Have... Is that covered by Cincinnati cops, or is that covered by park police?
Cincinnati cops.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, I tell
all
you
the
what.
Parks in Cincinnati are covered by police or park
Although
police?
Well, the parks out in the suburb have park police, like Winton Woods and Sharonville Woods and all that.
Yeah, they have their own little force out here in the suburbs and stuff. But I tell you, some of the perverts and drug pushers are a little friendlier than the Cincinnati cops patrolling the park, I'll tell you that.
Well, I don't know anything about the pimps, the drug pushers, and the perverts out in the park, but...
They're not there. There's none.
Look, the perverts and the drug pushers are everywhere.
You guys are missing
They're
my
everywhere
whole point.
Right now.
You guys, you have not addressed my point. I don't think they're running people out of the parks because they don't want to patrol them. I think the rules are on the books. And as we all know, the police do not make the rules. They merely enforce the rules. And my guess is that the rules are on the books because the parks are more dangerous at night. Hell, you fall off that, you know, you could fall down the hill at Eden Park and no one would find you for 4 days. Not that anybody would miss you. Chris, you could probably be gone for months and nobody would know.
Hey.
Nobody would know until your stinking rotten carcass turned up bloated in St. Louis.
Like Jeff Buckley?
Exactly.
See you later.
See you, sweet. On that lovely note. No, they're covering themselves. I mean, you know, you got... They're doing that all the time. They're covering themselves. They just got to make a blanket rule. You can't be in the parks at night.
Well, they do have a blanket rule about that, and I think it's silly. Absolutely silly.
What would be sillier, having this blanket rule that keeps you out of the park at night, or going to court every 4 months when somebody falls off the monkey bars because they're stoned at night?
749-1444 is the phone number at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Hello, Gordon.
Hello.
What's up, Gordon?
Hey, how you guys doing tonight, man?
We're okay. What's on your mind?
Oh, not too much. I was just kicking back, you know, smoking a little dope. No, just kidding. Just joking, man.
Ah, you had us on that one, Gordy.
So, you're a funny guy.
So what are you guys doing, man?
Doing
late
a talk,
night talk show.
Really?
We're working hard.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. About them foreign people, man.
This guy's about 2 inches away.
What about them?
They're the people who talk like this.
It's not bad accent night, remember? That's next
not
week.
Bad. Oh, my God.
Listen.
What about curfew laws? You know, in San Diego, there was a curfew law on the books until the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals struck down the San Diego ordinance, rejecting a 50-year-old law on the grounds that it was unconstitutionally vague, it infringed upon parental rights, and it prohibited teenagers from participating in activities that are protected by the First Amendment. Cincinnati has a similar law in the books that's probably just as outdated, although Phil Heimlich pushed it a couple of 3 years ago.
Oi.
Oi. What's your opinion on that, Robbie Bob?
I'm against curfews.
These are curfews, of course, for teenagers.
Oh.
If you're over 19, you know, you have the same rights as everybody to go anywhere you want at any time, except for the parks. Hello, Jocko.
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on, Jocko?
Oh, it's going all right, I guess. I had some comments about the park issue.
Please, give them
well,
to us.
Yeah, well, to me, it's like a lot of teenagers and kids around here don't have much to do at night.
Mm-hmm.
They only be up all night and shit. Pardon my language. So to, like, go out in the park and just hang out is a lot better than going out and getting into some kind of vandalistic crime or something, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. You can create a lot of vandalism at the parks.
Well,
and
I don't think it's
a whole issue of crime and that kind of thing. I just think it's just simply a matter. You could have a perfectly well-intentioned law-abiding, God bless America, citizen apple pie, mom the flag, and Archie Bunker on TV want to go to the park, walk on one of the fitness trails, and fall off the damn chin-up bar because it's dark, and then sue the park because they got hurt there. I think it's all because of that. I don't think that's it.
I think that the American people are afraid, and they have too much fear, all this bottled-up fear, and they're afraid of drug pushers and perverts.
Well, I can understand.
I bet the law predates drug pushers and perverts. I bet the law goes back to the 50s or 30s.
Well, pushers and perverts back in the 50s and the 30s?
Oh, that's right. Your parents lived here then, didn't they?
Well, I can understand the fear of, you know, too much litigation and stuff, and that makes sense. But, I mean, without some kind of outlet, I mean, the woods and the parks are pretty peaceful. With all these kind of outlets, I mean, speaking from my own experience as a child, I was quite a vandal, and I caused a lot of ruckus in my hometown on the local schools and stuff because, you know, 15 years old, you're hanging out with your bud, it's summertime, there's just nothing better to do. Well, let's go spray paint the school, you know? And I mean, if you would have had some outlet, some place to just go.
No, listen, Jocko. You were a punk, and you were just a punk, and that's all it was. Don't pretend like if you would have had a basketball, you wouldn't have been doing that crap. You could have very easily went and done something constructive. You could have went and played basketball. There were courts lit up all night. You could have went and played baseball somewhere. There were courts lit. Hell, you could have just went somewhere and shot pool or something. There are 24-hour pool halls. You could have went bowling. You didn't want to do that stuff. You wanted to be
a
vandal.
That's all we need is a bunch of teenagers gambling in a pool hall, drinking beer, smoking cigarettes, and hanging out with the wrong element.
Doing something constructive. Jocko, you were just a punk who wanted to break stuff. It wouldn't have mattered. Don't even tell me that you went and spray-painted schools because you couldn't go commune with nature in the park.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. I really wanted to go run barefoot through the dandelions tonight, but since it's after 9:30, I can't do that. I think I'll go punch out the windows at my old high school.
Exactly. My outlet was denied to me.
Your outlet was... You're being weak here, Jocko. Your act is completely weak.
Nice try, though. Chris and Rob, Late Night Talk Show, 749-1444. At least 270 cities across the United States have youth curfew laws, and the majority of those, around 200 or so, have passed these laws since 1990. So it's an ongoing trend across America. More and more cities are adopting youth curfew laws, which, of course, infringe on teenage rights. Like, teenagers got a lot of rights. Well, what little they got, they're starting to drive. They're starting to become adults. I think we should treat them as such. And until they actually do something stupid, let them go out at night. If their parents are the ones that should be taking control of the situation, not the sheriff, not the local mayor, the city council, and especially not an idiot like Phil Heimlich.
749-1444
is the
phone
kids.
Number here at the Chris and Rob Late Night.
Heimlich doesn't even have kids. What does he know about anything?
Listen, I am sick to death of people bashing other people who don't have kids. I think the people who choose not to have kids are the responsible ones that are going to lead this country in the 21st century. You got all these people running around who are having kids for the most selfish reasons in the world because they just want a little baby to play with. Well, they don't give a rat's ass about the kid's future. They're just doing it for selfish reasons because they want a kid. I want to have a kid. My male just failing. I want to have a kid.
I'm trying to get so-and-so to marry me.
I didn't know how to work a rubber. I didn't know how to work the
either
pedal,
way,
so
that has nothing
kid.
To do with Phil Heimlich
yeah,
not
well,
having
yeah,
any kids.
Yeah, I tell you what, it just
I'm
makes
just
me
saying,
sick.
All I'm
just
trying
saying,
to say is Phil Heimlich is an idiot, and he has no right to be telling parents how to parent their kids.
I'm just saying.
Even if he is a city council member.
That if more people took a good, cold, hard look at themselves in the mirror and decided, hey, you know something? I am a self-centered bastard. I care about number one, and that's all I care about. I'm not even going to have a kid just because I think it'd be cute to play with a kid for a few years. This whole country would be a lot better off. If people learn how to work contraceptives, the country would be a lot better off, too, because it seems like the people who have the most kids are the people who should least have them.
Mike,
you're
on
the air. Bunch of morons.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, Mike?
Hey, guys, how's it going? You think I can get a little advice from you guys?
Yeah, we'll do it.
We're real good at giving advice, because after all, Chris and Rob are your radio pals.
I started work at the new morgue down here about 6 months ago, and
you
I
work
got
at
a little
the morgue?
Problem. Yeah.
With dead bodies?
Yeah.
Ugh.
And I have a little problem.
It's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it. Does it pay well?
It pays all right, but...
Hey, Mike, can I tell you about when I used to work at the morgue?
Did you really used to work there?
Yeah.
Where at, if you don't mind me asking?
It was downtown, in Hamilton.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I had a friend who was going to school to be a proctologist.
Oh, a butt doctor.
Yeah, a butt doctor. He needed to practice doing a proctology exam, but you know he couldn't get a lot of his friends to let him, you know, put the finger. So I said, tell you what, you can come over to the morgue, and you can practice on the bodies here.
Yeah.
Well, okay, shut up, Mike. So he's doing it right, and he goes to the first one, and he sticks his finger, you know where it goes.
Uh-huh.
And then he's like, checks it, and everything's cool. And then he goes to another body, and he sticks his finger in where it goes, and, you know, everything's cool. And he thinks he's really getting a lot out of it. He thinks he's getting good practice. And then he sticks his finger in the third body, and he pulls it out, and he hears, on her own again. And then can't wait to get on. And then he sticks his finger back in.
You mean he hears a Willie Nelson song?
Yeah, and the music cuts off. And then he pulls his finger out, and he hears, I just can't wait to get on the road again. No, I finally. And then he puts his finger back in, and the music cuts off. And he's all excited. He's freaking out. He's like, Rob, get over here, man. Get over here. And he's like, check this out. And he pulls his finger out, and here, on the road again. I just can't wait to get on. And I say, man, that's no big deal. Any butthole can sing country.
Well, anyways, the thing that I want to talk to you guys about was that I'm kind of, you know, experienced, you know, necrophiliac type thing.
No, don't do it, man.
Well, I've did it about 3 times.
Don't do it. Should we cut this guy off?
The thing, no, listen.
I know he's pulling
on chain. The thing that I'm worried about, my girlfriend doesn't know that, you know, she doesn't suspect anything. Do you think I should tell her?
Hold on a minute. Get his girlfriend's phone number off the air. All right.
One thing I miss is Cold Ethel and her skeleton kiss.
And is she still awake? Yeah. Did you get the number?
Hey, Mike, how about if we call your girlfriend and ask her?
All right.
Okay, we're going to put you on hold again, Mike. Get his girlfriend's phone number. Make sure she's awake. Let's not be rude. And then give her a call and we'll settle this matter. You can call on the other line right over there. You know how it works.
Hey, y'all like some folk music?
Yeah. Hey, I got to throw out a big thank you right now to Jim. We'll get to the folk music in a minute.
Folk music. I got a story to tell.
We'll get to that here in a few minutes. Let's take care of this first. Jim answers the phones for us every week. He's an expert at electronic technology and telecommunications technology. And right now, he's hooking up Mike, who has a problem at the morgue, with Mike's girlfriend. And we're going to try to take care of this matter. We're just going to... It's busy.
She's probably calling him. Mike, what are you doing?
Hello?
Hey, Mike, the phone's busy. We can't get a hold of her.
She's there. I know she's home.
Yeah, it's busy.
Here's what I want you to do, Mike.
Uh-huh.
Call us back in 10, 15, 20 minutes.
Oh. All
right. Okay,
well,
bye.
Hey, give it up, Mike. We're just going to tell you that. Give it up. You're gross.
Give what up?
It is kind of gross. It's not that funny anyway, to be honest with you. It's kind of weird.
You know, it's... As a politician, I would feel very safe coming out against necrophiliac.
Hey, Rob, I've got some folk music, but it's not American folk music.
Yeah, okay, I'd be fine.
It's Jewish folk music.
America, that's great. Right. Who's this?
Is Jewish folk music?
Okay.
Here's the Jewish folk music.
Let's slow down. All right, here we go. This is kind of like Lake Wobegon sort of thing.
Is this music okay?
Yeah, it's fine. Okay. Jimmy Willardson ran the cobbler shop. He specialized in sturdy wingtips that looked good, but were also fine industrial shoes. Well, last Wednesday, Jimmy came home from work early to discover his son, James Jr., rubbing 1,000 Island salad dressing all over his body and letting the neighbor's pet goat Spot lick it off. Jimmy moved out of town on Thursday, along with James Jr. and his lovely wife, June. He now sells mustard to the restaurants in the nearby town.
Is that it?
That's it, man.
Man, we're starting to sound like NPR here.
That was very NPR.
Terry, you're on the air.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Okay, Terry, how you doing?
I'm all right. Couple comments. First thing, something.
Hold on, Terry. Before we go any further, where do you stand on the controversial issue of necrophilia?
Oh, boy. The situation hasn't rose for me, so I've kind of passed.
Well, don't wait for it to rise.
I haven't been hanging around in graveyards late at night, I guess.
Yeah, well, don't wait for it to rise either, because it won't.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
About the kids and things like that, condoms are easier to change than diapers.
Hello.
Just some thoughts on that. And also...
You're good with those one-liners, Terry.
I agree 100%.
Let's call Go Bananas and get you a booking.
Hey, you know, I agree, man. What do you mean, what are you going to rag on him for? He's making a lot of sense.
Of course he is. And the best thing about humor is when humor speaks to the people and speaks to people's moral values. And that's why Terry's onto something. He's got a little act he should work up.
Not an act, man. It's the truth.
Well, it is the truth. That's funny.
Well, he shouldn't be on Go Bananas.
Richard Pryor used to tell the truth. Steve Martin still tells the truth, except for that one movie. All of the great comics of all time, from Lenny Bruce and Buddy Hackett, all the way up to...
Pauly Shore
and that guy with the red hair. What, Carrot Top. Those guys are all... Rory Gallagher, telling the truth.
Yeah, Carrot Top, Peter Green.
What else is on your mind here, Terry?
Oh, about the local music show, Kindred Sanction. Cynthia Dye is having a child, and she's called upon my services to helm the local music show for Wave for the summer.
All summer long?
I'll be on the first and third Thursdays.
That gets confusing.
Thursday,
we don't want to worry about that, but we want people to tune in every week, whether you're here or not. So when is the show again, and what's the scope of the program?
Well, July 3rd, this Thursday night, we have live in the studio Aaron Mahoney. He's formerly of Simon's Chalk, and Scott Cave, who's also another Wave programmer, formerly of a band called Feeling Crystal. They'll be playing Spring Thing live on the radio, plus Little Billy Catfish.
Little Billy Catfish.
Well, I started to stutter, and I thought I'd just keep going.
Well, Little Billy Catfish plays Sudsies like every other night now.
Does he? He's playing there July 3rd or 4th or whatever.
He's playing there every other night.
Have you ever seen him, though?
I've seen him on the streets and talked to him, but I've never seen him in his Little Billy Catfish guys.
It's fun. It's just him and a drummer. He's playing guitar. It's, you know, kind of raw. But also, and finally, on the local music front, it's in the mail to you guys, Screed's out.
The new Screed?
Believe it or not.
Holy cow, the new Screed? Well, how often does that thing come out?
When it's paid for.
So it's kind of just irregular.
Well, we try to get people to subscribe and to pay for the printing, but I
certainly Screed is a local magazine that covers all things musical and artistic, and where can you pick one up?
Oh, well, you could find it along the street in Vine Street, coffee houses, record shops, without giving out any names. You know the places.
The usual suspect.
The usual places, that's right.
All right, Terry, we'll listen for Kindred Sanction, and we'll look for the new issue of Screed.
Hey, hang in there.
All right, you too.
Bye.
Lied.
I want to talk for a minute. This is Chris from the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number is 749.
Are you finally going to take a stand on necrophilia?
No, I want to talk for a minute about patriotism and about being a great American and about the values that you must uphold in order to maintain your great Americanness. And I want to bring something to your attention. You know, talk radio is a great bastion of opinion in America. Talk radio is the bulletin board that people use to navigate their political spectrum. Good things and bad things happen on talk radio, but above all, talk radio is something that can be used to promote patriotism. And I want to talk to you about someone who I think is a great American.
The talk radio wars are on. The battles are fierce. And in every market, in every battlefield, there's only one winner. That's why you need the biggest and best guns you can get. When it comes to winning the talk radio war, this is just common sense.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen all across America, welcome to the Oliver North Show. Common Sense Radio from our nation's capital. Something you can finally use from Washington. The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. This is the place to be.
No, wait. This is where I stop the tape here for a minute. Oliver North is going to tell us about the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Let's continue.
For fast, fun, and fact-filled entertainment in the afternoon.
What a retard.
Friends, this is also Radio with a Mission. What's our mission? Well, it's basically just you and me, friends, trying to hold those folks down on the river honest. It's
Whoa. Who is trying to hold the folks down in the river on us? Is this the General Secord show? What was that guy's name, Secord?
Casey? I don't know what you're talking
about. Casey?
You're talking about the Iran-Contra thing. You're saying that he was not honest because he went in front of Congress and lied about
it. I'm saying, who's trying to keep
the people down
Listen,
there on the river
American
honest?
People are, if they want to, if they want to entrust a liar to keep the other people honest,
the
fine.
Building overlooking our nation's capital, the only nationwide syndicated talk show that originates inside the Beltway.
The Oliver North Show
is on the
air and available now, exclusively through Salem Radio Network.
This is the place where you're going to have a chance as a participant to encourage those that we elect to do what they say they were going to do and to hold them accountable when they fail to do so.
What was that, Ollie? Hold who accountable?
I think it's very ironic that he's represented by Salem when all he does is lead witch hunts against people.
Isn't that unbelievable? The only good thing that I can say about this is thank God the Oliver North Show is not carried in the Cincinnati market. It seems like it would be very appropriate.
Yet.
Hello,
yet.
Jay. You're on the air.
Yeah.
Hello. How are you guys doing tonight?
What's shaking, Jay, baby?
Hey, I saw that movie, Kissed. It was about necrophilia.
Twisted
little film.
Did you like it, man?
It was a good film. It was twisted because it was about this girl. She had sex with corpses, but...
Okay.
She seemed kind of normal compared to the guy that fell in love with her.
Okay, this is the deal we used to do, and this is just like a game. Okay, what would you have sex with first, Jay?
God.
Okay. Like a dead Claudia Schiffer or your live cousin?
I think I'll pass on both of those.
What's going on with you? What are you turning the show into? Rob, what are you doing to us? What are you doing to me? What are you doing to our poor caller? What's going on here?
This is just a game we used to play.
I don't know what part of town you come from, but the part of town I come from, that's not one of the games we sit down and play.
That's because it makes you think. You got to make the hard choices.
Huh, I don't mind thinking. There's a lot of...
When you sit around the smokehouse and think about... Citizen Ruth, that was a good movie.
You know, Rob, I've been sitting here in this chair next to you for a long time, a damn long time, and I've never been as shocked. I've never been this shocked.
You've never been in the Army. That was the Army game we used to play.
Oh, okay. What else you got for us, Jay?
You know, everybody said their cousin.
Citizen Ruth, that was a good movie.
Was it?
And how long was the body dead?
That was good. Like and I tell you, I saw that movie Face Off.
Oh, God. That looks real good.
Yeah,
that's something that happens when...
If you don't think about it real hard, don't think about it at all. Good mindless action. That was it.
I apologize for Chris's behavior.
I apologize for your behavior. You're the one that's...
You're the one coughing into the mic, you hack. Jay, so have you seen... when's Men in Black come out? Do you have plans to see Men in Black?
My friends are going to see that tomorrow. I was like, no way, that looks stupid. They're like, oh man, that's going to be the blockbuster of the summer.
It is going to be the blockbuster of the summer.
No, you look stupid.
No, it's going to be huge. I guarantee it'll be huge.
That
it'll make Face Off look like nothing. I tell you, the flop
Face
of the
Off
summer.
Too.
Batman's going to be the flop of the summer.
It already is.
Yeah, and Face Off just looks so stupid. And you know, Nicolas Cage.
It's good up to a point. It's good like the up till about maybe halfway.
The whole thing just seems stupid.
But it gets kind of stupid. It's just a lot of, if you like just mindless action scenes, you'll like the end, but I thought it was stupid.
And I just don't think John Travolta is that cool and charming. He's just...
He's pretty good in that movie, actually.
Just dumb. I don't know. I didn't think he was good in Phenomenon. I didn't think he was that good in Pulp Fiction. He was just, you know, there and dumb.
I like Pulp Fiction. I thought that was a pretty good movie.
Yeah, I didn't think John Travolta was like this, some kind of king cool god that everybody makes him out to be.
Yeah. I guess Contact's supposed to be a real good summer movie, too, coming out.
So would you rather have Contact with the dead? No. Okay. All right, Jay, we got to move on. We got to think of happier things. Have you seen Hercules, new Disney movie?
Speaking of happier things, 749-1444, this is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We're bailing on this one for a minute. I'm just shocked. Bring some positive vibrations into the show here for a minute.
On the beach you find them there.
Beetle Bailey.
One of the worst comics of all time.
Well, here. Give us a full report on this while I get ready for our next bit here.
General Halftrack is a leering pervert, and he's going to quit... Oglin Miss Buxley.
This is from the comic strip Beetle Bailey.
You know, Moore Walker is a big jerk. He's one of the main guys who, like, was ripping Bill Watterson, the artist who did Calvin and Hobbes, because he would take time off. Meanwhile, you read Beetle Bailey, and of the six daily strips, four of them would be about golf. The other two would be about General Halftrack staring at Miss Buxley's
and
knockers.
It's supposed to be about the Army. How many of the comic strips are about the Army?
It was just stupid. It was just wretched. Mark Walker is a rotten hack. He's a washed up old crackpot.
Hey, Rob. What, Chris? Hey, Rob.
What?
You hear that music? You know what it's time for? It's time for our movie review segment of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. It's called Have You Seen Any Good Movies Lately? And I would like to welcome to the program now our own Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show movie critic, and that would be Scott Barlow. Hello, Scott.
What's up, bitches?
Hey, I got a question I want to ask you, Scott.
Yeah, what's that?
Have you seen any good movies lately?
Yeah, I have, actually.
Here.
Why, did you want to hear about it?
Yeah, tell us about some movies that are out. You know, it's the summertime. It's just now getting, it's going to be the 4th of July this week, and the summertime Hollywood movie bonanza is just getting a kickstart.
Well, I figured I may as well tackle this Kissed movie first.
Well, before we get to Kissed, I want to ask you, well, all right, tell us about Kissed.
What did you want to ask me?
I want to ask you about this thing called Tin Drum. I guess civil rights activists have been calling for a federal investigation after police have seized copies of the Oscar-winning movie Tin Drum.
Tin Drum.
Tin Drum. Supposedly, it's got something obscene in it, something having to do with children and necrophilia.
I believe I read something about that, but I don't know too much.
You're
about
a movie critic, Scott. Have you seen Tin Drum?
No, I have not.
You're worthless. All right, tell us about Kissed.
Okay, fellas, this is a repulsive little movie that for some reason is getting good reviews. It tries the impossible task of making necrophilia mystical and romantic and accessible to the general public.
So it turned you on, in other words.
It's disgusting. Necrophilia, you're screwing dead people, right? Everybody knows that.
Okay, this is the movie where, like, the ultimate sign, this woman wanted her husband to kill herself so she could then have sex with the dead body, which would be, like, the ultimate sign of love. Was that the movie?
This is a movie for, like, alienated 15-year-old girls who listen to The Cure and Peter Murphy, right? And they think it's all mystical and romantic to go screw a corpse.
What is The Cure and Peter? Why are you dragging The Cure and Peter Murphy into this?
No, but this
I like The Cure. I like Peter Murphy. You don't like The Cure?
No, I don't.
You don't like Peter Murphy?
No, I don't. All right, and if you like him, you know what you are? You're a homo, pal.
Okay.
I'm just kidding with you. Come
yeah,
on.
Whatever.
You like that new wave music there, Scott?
Now I'm telling you, this main chick, she's real cute, right? I mean, if I were dead,
this guy
there's nobody I'd rather have ride my bone, right?
This guy watches 20 movies a week, and he's making comments on other people's
but
social life.
She meets this, like, stuttering, dorky guy who's so in love with her.
Scott, before you go any further, can I ask you a question?
What's that?
Would you rather do a guy, your cousin, or a dead supermodel? You can think about it. Continue with your...
My cousin's pretty cute. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. I've never been more horrified in my life.
Hey, you brought this up, pal.
Yeah, well, you called me up.
I mean, there's actually a scene in this movie where this guy says to her... Yeah. I mean, this girl's a total bore. The only defining characteristic of her character is that she screws dead people, right? There's nothing else to her.
That's pretty hot.
And at one point, this guy actually says to her, "You're so complex." Because, because she screws dead people. Now, if I was at a party and I told some chick that I screwed dead chicks,
ba-boom!
The last thing she's going to call me is complex, right?
What's the first thing she's going to call you?
She's probably going to puke and then run for the nearest cop, right?
Ba-boom!
Let's try Twisted.
I mean, this movie is just awful.
Where's this movie showing?
It's showing downtown at the movies on Vine Street.
The movie's repertory?
Now, normally they have a wonderful array of films, and I would never say anything against that fine theater, because it's just a wonderful...
Well, you just didn't like this one,
Hey,
huh?
Speaking of parties, Scott, when are you going to have another party? It's been quite a while.
Well,
a big movie party.
Little Scotty B's Eagle of Justice Brigade is gearing up to have a barbecue.
What is Little Scotty B's Eagle Justice Brigade?
That's my militia that I started due to the black helicopters I've been spotting. And
how are things coming with your little brigade thing there? Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, it's a militia, you know. I mean, we're not really nutty. We're not racist. We're not in with the Klan or anything like that. It's just me, little Scotty B, you know, kicking it with some friends. We got a few semi-automatic weapons, but that's just to protect us against the coming new world war.
And what movie were you? Which movie did you just review? What was the name of it?
Kissed.
Okay, that thing's showing like every night there at the movies.
It's very popular.
All right, from the movie review for Kissed, I'm going to put a little music behind this too. By the way, The Godfather is coming back. They got like a redone version. They're going to be showing it downtown at the movie's repertory. But for the Kissed movie, the one in question here, this surprisingly effective drama tackles the subject of necrophilia with a sensitivity toward the subject matter one might not expect.
Okay. See,
this is a growing trend in movies where if you make a movie about someone's sick, twisted sexuality, then people call you brave and give you awards.
Okay.
I don't get it.
Okay, Scott, you want to make a movie someday.
You know it.
Okay, well, me and you will get together after the show tonight, and here's a script we're going to write.
All right.
It's called Licked, and it's going to be about a guy doing
slow
his
down,
dog.
Slow down.
All right.
Slow down.
I tell you, we're going to win all kinds
let's
of
move
awards.
On. Hey, Scott, there's a lot of summertime fun movies out there. Batman's out with Schwarzenegger as the Mr. Freeze.
So we're setting the scene.
So is this movie any good?
Hold on, Scott. We're at the Harry Buffalo party.
Let's stop.
We got our
right
Alicia
now.
Silverstone
let's stop
Batman
this
cups.
In our tracks. While we can.
Drinking the Harry Buffalo.
Yeah.
We wander over to a couple of babes.
Slow
you know,
down, you
I
guys.
Play Stuart.
I'm getting out of here.
And you can play. Well, who do you want to be?
Phil.
Okay, Stuart and Phil. We got two big, giant, 32-ounce Taco Bell Alicia Silverstone cups full of Harry Buffalo. We're eating the peaches out of it. We walk over to a couple of dishes, and we say, hey, your dog's looking pretty hot. And they'll say, you two.
I'm done. I'm leaving. I'm going home now.
You two are complex.
We can do a lot with that.
All right, we'll work. It's called Licked.
It's going to be a hit at Sundance. I can feel it.
All right, so did you see the Batman movie?
I saw the Batman. And
I heard it was terrible.
It's the closest I've come to walking out on a movie in a long time. That wasn't until I saw Kissed.
Mm-hmm. It was that bad?
Oh, it's just a horrible, awful turd. I didn't think it could be worse than the last, like,
now, Scott, Batman's made, they've made four movies of Batman now, right?
Yes.
The first one, Nicholson was the Joker. The second one, Danny DeVito was the Penguin. The third one, who was the villain, I forget?
Jim Carrey and Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's up? What's wrong with this one? The first three were good, weren't they?
No.
No, the first one was good. The second one started good and ended bad.
The first one was okay. It wasn't that good.
The last two just blew, man. It's just because they switched directors. Tim Burton dropped the whole thing, and Joel Schumacher picked up the football, and he's been just turning out crap.
Licked.
It's just a lot of noise and a lot of color, and they think you're going to forget how awful the movie is if they throw enough crap at you.
Do they show a lot of bodysuit shots of Alicia Silverstone?
Nah, she kind of shows up towards the end and just...
All right, I'm taking an out of ranks on that one then.
Yeah, she's not in it much.
All right, continue, please.
Let's see here. I saw Citizen Ruth.
Never heard of it.
Down at
Citizen Ruth is with Laura Dern, who's quite a dish.
Yeah, that's... it's supposed to be a satire of both the pro-life and the pro-choice movements, but actually it's not very clever. It's not very funny. It's pretty dull. The only good thing about it is Laura Dern, who's really good in the lead role. But,
and Foxy, too.
What?
Foxy, too, isn't she?
Yeah, she's very cute. I mean, if she were dead, I'd do her.
Hello. Please continue.
Let's see. I saw Broken English at the Esquire. Not bad. I saw Brassed Off. That was really well acted, but the director's political agenda gets in the way of the human drama element of the film. Let's see here. What else? Batman sucked. My Best Friend's Wedding sucked.
Who was that one all about? I've heard of that one.
So that Julia Roberts. She's trying to break up her friend's wedding.
You didn't like Julia Roberts' new movie?
She's a total bitch in the whole movie.
Ooh.
You don't like her.
How can you not like Julia Roberts? She's so endearing.
Because Cameron Diaz is this real cute little chick who's marrying Julia Roberts' best friend. And she's perfectly nice and really a sweet girl, and Julia Roberts just goes around doing these horrible things to try and ruin their marriage.
Is this supposed to be funny, or is this serious?
It's supposed to be funny. It's not very funny.
Julia Roberts is just terrible.
Yeah, she's a big
nothing.
She's
horrible.
She's a gaping hole in
she
the
should
of
never. How did she ever become a big star?
I don't, because she's Eric Roberts' brother, and everyone knows Eric Roberts rules Hollywood.
Oh, okay.
What?
I thought they didn't like each other.
No, they don't. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Eric Roberts is a schmuck.
I don't mean it. Okay. Well, I'm sorry. Please continue.
What about Face Off?
I enjoyed Face Off a lot.
Yeah, you would. I bet there's a lot of shooting.
Well, which is better? There's two Nicolas Cage movies out at the same time. Both of them are in the top 10. One is Face Off. One is Con Air. Which is the better of the two?
Face Off. Con Air sucked.
That bad?
What is Face Off? What is this? They change identity.
It's a ridiculous movie. It makes no sense.
And I bet there's a lot of automatic weapon gunplay in this, too, isn't there?
Well, the director is a very good director, and he pulls off all
the... What's the guy's name?
John Woo.
What's he done before? Oh, he's one of those Hong Kong guys, isn't he?
He made an awful movie called Broken Arrow with John Travolta. That was a turd.
Yeah, okay.
He made some good movies in Hong Kong, like Hard Boiled and A Better Tomorrow. He's a big action guy, but it's a really enjoyable movie. It's probably the best movie I've
seen. You are a sucker for action flicks, aren't you?
I hated Con Air, didn't I?
Well, big deal.
See, this movie doesn't screw around with all these little cutesy jokes that they want to throw into these action movies nowadays. All they
want
to do
is... You just want the damn violence. That's all you want. You want sheer, raw violence. Strip away the veneer of humor. Strip away any sense of family life or anything. You just want you to set up the character, set up the plot, get it going, and get the lead flying.
Well, that's the purpose of an action movie. That's what they should do.
See, I think the whole art form is flawed inherently. It's like trying to make a good piece of crap, you know? I mean, the best action film is who cares? It's not any good.
Well, I'll have to disagree with you on that point.
Yeah.
But, I had just a little side thing I wanted to mention about the Tyson fight.
Yeah.
Here we go.
This ought to be good.
No, something they...
paper chew.
Something they didn't talk about in the papers or anything is after he bites his ear...
Once bitten, twice shy.
You can see his... You can see Tyson sort of mouth the words. He looks at Holyfield and he says, "That's right, bitch." And they never wrote about it. They never said
just like Ice-T in that movie about the big snake.
It was Ice Cube and Anaconda, right?
Yeah, exactly. Just like Ice Cube.
He kills the snake and then he stands over it and it's writhing and twisting. He says, "That's right, bitch."
Well, is that all you got for us tonight, movie critic Scott Barlow?
I saw another crappy movie downtown at that theater, but I don't want to run them down too bad.
What is it?
They're paying your ticket now, you sellout punk.
What was the movie?
Hollow Reed.
Oh, I got one of those.
It was weak. It was very bad. It was almost insultingly bad.
What else have you seen?
I had a video pick. What was it? Touch with Christopher Walken. It wasn't released in the theater, but it's a great Walken performance. If you like Christopher Walken, you should.
Hey, you know, on that last boat ride that Natalie Wood took, she was making a movie with Christopher Walken, so Christopher Walken was on the boat with her and Robert Wagner, and at one point Robert Wagner got real mad and like screamed at the 28-year-old Walken, "You're trying to seduce my wife right in front of me."
I remember the movie. It was called Brainstorm. It wasn't very good.
Yeah. That's pretty deep, though, isn't it?
Yeah, that's amazing.
All right, Scott,
I'm
sure...
I got one more video pick.
What's that?
It's called Independence Lay. And,
Independence Lay. Wait, that wouldn't be one of those blue movies, would it?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that a no?
It's got, Selena in it. Okay. Or not Selena, what's it?
Selena.
Seika.
Seika's not in it.
She is.
This is, like, based on Independence Day from last year?
It's Independence Lay. It's like these aliens come down to Earth and they got these...
But Seika's, like,
Johnsons,
50. Seika's 50.
All right, well, thanks, Scott. I'm sure that as the summer movie bonanza progresses, we can count on you for all the hot new movie
they're
reviews.
They're swinging their bones around and they're,
tell
like,
tell us what's hot and what's not. So we thank you, and until
Seika's
next
50.
Week...
Seika's can't be in
their
it.
Seeds all over.
Are you
sure
it's seeing some good movies? Thanks, Scott Barlow.
Sega's got to be like 50 now.
That was our movie critic Scott Barlow with "Have you seen any good movies lately?"
Man,
you know,
Sega's got a new one out. I'd hate to. Oh,
the Chris
man.
And Rob late night talk show is the place you can go to find out what's hot in the world of Hollywood. We'll be right back. The phone number is 749-1444. This is the Chris and Rob late night talk show.
Skinny bones, Jones. Skinny bones, Jones.
from their self-titled debut CD. It's Chris and Rob, Late Night Talk Show. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
That's us.
You know, some people say the Aunt Bettys are the most unheralded alternative band since Johnny Polanski.
Well, mostly just because nobody's ever heard of them.
749-1444 is the phone number. No one knows who Johnny Polanski or the Aunt Bettys are.
Everybody knows that Rob is hot for Pat Benatar. He went to see her, what, last week or the week before?
Yeah, like
Bogart.
2 weeks ago, man.
And she was giving it her best shot, too, boy. She was kicking out the jams, singing Hell Is for Children, and I don't know.
All fired up.
Down at the dock tonight, our friend Blaine was cutting a rug to some Pat Benatar songs.
What happened at the dock?
What happened at the dock tonight, Blaine?
Well, I hit him with my best shot, but it didn't do quite so good. So you
did that song, hit him with your best shot, and you lip synced to it?
That's right. Of course, well, I didn't sing.
Of course not. Now, do you find that maybe lip syncing is kind of like, maybe you got to move, maybe you got to dance a little bit, but as far as the singing part goes, you really don't have a chance to show off your talents. Your fingers are blue.
Yeah.
You have blue nail polish on.
Yes, I do.
Most people have like pink or orange.
I had a black outfit.
Oh, my God.
Black and blue.
So why did you pick that song, Pat Benatar, Hit Me With Your Best Shot? Is that a big song with the dock crowd these days?
Well, I just love it. And like I said, I was black and blue from all the hoops.
Oh, okay. So check it out down at the dock. They're singing Pat Benatar. They do that every night now?
Every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday night. You can go down and see some lip syncing and some skirts down there at the dock. Hello, Gordon.
Hello?
Yeah, do you have any questions for Blaine? She or he was down at the dock tonight.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, it was a wild party, I bet you.
Yeah, I bet it was. Did I get to tell my joke?
If you got a joke, you can tell it, but it better not be dirty or we're cutting you off.
It won't be a dirty joke, I promise.
Okay.
All right, one time, this guy and this woman came home, right? And her son was up in the closet, and he was in their room, and he hears him coming up, so he runs in the closet, right? And this guy and this woman was up there, and then all of a sudden her husband comes home. So she says, get in the closet. So he's in there, and they're in there, this boy and this guy, and he goes, gee, it's awfully dark in here. And the guy goes, please be quiet, get us caught. And he goes, all right. So a couple more minutes go by, and he was all, boy, it's awfully dark in here. The guy goes, here's $5, just be quiet, please. So a few more minutes go by, and he goes, boy, it's awfully dark in here. He goes, here's all my money. Please, be quiet. So that night at dinner, his mom and his dad was asking him where he got all his money. And he couldn't explain it. So she goes, well, we're going to take you to the church so you can repent. So he goes in there, and he goes in the little room, and he opens the door, and he says, boy, it's awfully dark in here. And the preacher goes, shut up, you little bastard. I gave you all my money yesterday. Come on, you guys, laugh.
Thanks, Gordon. Without you, the show would have been just going downhill.
Gordon's killing them there.
749-1444 is the phone number at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show with a scant 5 minutes to go. And Blaine stopped by. He or she was singing down at the dock tonight, or not
lip
really singing.
Lip-syncing, hit me with your
lip
best syncing. Shot.
How long you been doing that? I mean, you don't look like a spring puppy. You've been doing that
since I was about 7.
Well, you've been lip-syncing since you were 7?
Of course. And this.
Well, I'll be. If you have any questions for Blaine, call right on in.
I get better thigh massage there.
Oh, watch out, Robbie.
Look out.
Oh, my God. Blaine, I guess, is short for Maybelline. Like the makeup?
Not like the Chuck Berry stuff.
Like Maybelline. Why don't you be true? Oh, Maybelline. Hello, Kevin. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. I got a question for Blaine.
You have a question for the transvestite?
Yeah, I was wondering if she likes pantyhose or thigh highs.
Pantyhose or thigh highs, Blaine?
Pantyhose are more practical, but thigh highs are more fun.
There you go. Pantyhose more practical. So if you're looking for practicality, go with the pantyhose. If you're looking for fun,
would that be the same advice whether you were male or female, or is that just for the male pantyhose wear?
That's both.
For both, okay. Does that answer your question, Kevin?
Yeah, is she available?
Kevin, are you...
I'm not going there.
You got to go to the dock next Tuesday. Blaine will be there.
Singing to some, or lip syncing to a Pat Benatar song, or maybe Joan Jett.
Well, what song are you doing next week, next Tuesday, Blaine?
Whiter Shade of Pale.
Procol Harum by Blaine.
That's progressive rock. Maybe you can do Roundabout by Yes the week after that.
Hey, if she's wearing pantyhose, I'll be there. I'm a pantyhose man.
All right, she'll be wearing pantyhose. You will be wearing pantyhose next Tuesday. She'll have on the pantyhose. At the dock, Whiter Shade of Pale. What time? Showtime.
11 o'clock.
11 o'clock. First prize is what? $50. $50 first prize, and Blaine wants that money.
Hey, she can tie me down with those pantyhose. I don't care.
Okay, terrific, Kevin.
All right.
Okay, lucky you.
There we go.
All right, we got to get out of here, don't we?
It's time for the flow. I told you that the flow
it's
is going to be
on this
week.
It's time for the flow.
So the flow's coming up next.
On the way.
I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And he's Blaine, or
he's
she's Blaine.
Blaine.
So are you a guy or a girl?
It's at the dock on Tuesday.
A guy now, but I'm hoping to be a girl soon.
Are you taking the shots and all that?
Oh, yeah.
Did you have out Mark? Snip, snip?
Not yet.
No, oh, look out now.
Are you looking forward to that?
Hold on, let's talk to Mark real quick and we get out of here. What's going on, Mark?
We're opening up some whole new possibilities here. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Hello.
Hey, Mark.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, can you hold on a minute, Mark?
I'm over here smoking mass weed.
Oh, good for you.
I'm high as hell.
Hold on a minute, Mark. Hey, Blaine, come here a minute. I've never had a chance to interview someone who was about to go through a sex change operation. I can't fathom it. There's no way you're going to get me to snip it off. What is it about the whole process that makes you want to do it?
Change is good.
Well, change is good, but that's kind of extreme, don't you think?
Not at all. I mean, it's just life's a journey, and I'm taking it.
That sounds like a bit rough to me.
Oh, come on, don't be a baby.
I saw a video of the operation once, and it's a several stages of processes, and they all look like they'd really hurt.
Would you like to film mine?
Look out now.
This has been another edition of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Chris, stop being a baby and get your sex changed.
Did you tune in next week for another scintillating program, and until then,
and it's time you grow up
and
became a woman.
Be safe in the woods and be safe in the water. Later, the Talking Heads, 1977.